The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's see if we can bring you health and prosperity this Tuesday morning on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining me is Ken Kessler, who's in charge of social media, amongst other things. Works very hard to put a lot of information together, which we all share. Sharing is good. Jennifer Horn and I are going to share with you, along with Kenny and Michael Fortier, happens to be at the controls in our studio in Washington, some of the things going on in the world today and this week. The battle for Scotland is a big vote 2 days from now. A lot of fevered campaigning. How does this affect you? What happens if the Scottish break up their 300-year marriage to the English? The Scots are voting in a referendum, and a lot of people in America have paid no attention to this whatsoever. It's not going on in America, so why should we be concerned about it? Well, many of the reasons for being concerned have to do with military and economic considerations. So the polls show, at least at this point, that the Thursday vote would be close. Britain's have not thought that this was possible, but because David Cameron's leadership isn't so good, apparently, and because if in fact Scotland goes the other way, he'll probably have to resign as prime minister. The situation is not at all cut and dried. A lot of things are going on. A lot of people are pitching. It's a regular sort of election campaign, actually. The leaders of the three main British political parties renewed a pledge earlier today to grant Scots extensive new powers if they reject secession. The pledge was published in the Daily Record newspaper in Scotland. Prime Minister Cameron offering Scots a different message, telling them if they vote for independence, there's no going back from this, no rerun. If Scotland votes yes, the UK will split and we will go our separate ways. The independent vote would not be a trial separation. It would be a painful divorce. So what does this mean to America? Well, all of the British submarines and naval ports are on the coast of Scotland. All the nuclear subs that they have, they work with NATO in order to be able to sort of protect ourselves in the North Atlantic anyway, all part of this. There are a lot of other things. Economically, the Scots are very important to not only the United Kingdom, but to European, that part of the world, the European economic reality. So the opinion polls this week have shown the gap between the two camps narrowing. As I say, it's kind of a toss-up at the moment. What would remain of the United Kingdom would be England, Wales, and Northern Ireland. That's it. But the campaigning goes on to try to get the Scots to see, or I guess in essence, what they feel in Scotland is that they've become sort of a stepchild. A lot of oil is produced along the coast of Scotland. The revenue goes to England, doesn't go to Scotland. People don't like that. One survey earlier this month put the Yes campaign, led by Scotland's first minister, slightly ahead for the first time, prompting all the political elite in London to move quickly to endow Scotland with greater powers. We promise you. But this is basically, this is a prima facie case, Kenny, of people running around. This is typical human behavior. By the seat of your pants, government, and by the seat of your pants, reasoning, they've paid no attention to Scotland whatsoever. They're willing to say anything, do anything to try to halt the Yes momentum. And so one wonders if any of you have Scottish. I'm remembering, Jennifer, don't you have some Scottish roots?
No, just Czech and Irish usually. I think maybe a little bit of German.
All right. So those of you who have any Scottish roots, or you Scottish, you're wondering about how this sort of came about so quickly. Well, it's been going on for a long time. Just the news media in the United States didn't pay any attention to it, which is fairly common. So some people see Cameron as the bad guy in all of this, whether he is or he isn't. He bets that the more Scots think about going it alone, the less sense they will see in it. And one wonders, I guess a little history may be in order here. The reason Mel Gibson had to go back to the 13th century to film Braveheart is that since then, the Scots and the English have learned, have traded, have fought together. They share a language, common ideas, modern idea of freedom, forged in the so-called Anglo-Scottish Enlightened period. Scots and English joined together to build the British Empire. And that this is the Act of Union was passed in 1707. So the Scots became plugged into the British Empire, which was obviously worldwide at that time. Canada, Australia, South Africa, and a formidable number of other countries that were part and have been parceled off since then. I just find it pretty interesting to look at all this and kind of piece the country itself together. I did a little historical research. Scotland was established in 843 A.D. As I said, the Union took place in 1707. There are 5.3 million people who live there. 96% are white, 3% are Asian, 1% black, more or less. They speak English and Gaelic. Capital is Edinburgh. Largest city is Glasgow. The Queen is the Queen. The Prime Minister, or they call him the First Minister, there is Alex Salmond. St. Andrew is the patron saint of the Scots. And their legal system is pretty much like the rest of the UK. So the people who are leading the government there want separation. Obviously, it's good for them politically. They're pretty close to Iceland in case. If you want to look at a map, you'll see where they are at the very northern part of the UK. And so this is a serious sort of... this is very serious, actually. A government poll for Sky News, 46% of English and Welsh say they wouldn't mind if they woke up to find that Scotland had voted to go it alone. Let me repeat that. 46% of English and Welsh people say they don't care.
Right.
Yeah. So they don't understand the economic reality.
Wasn't it just a couple months ago that the Scots were like, oh, no, we're going to stay part of the UK, and then all of a sudden those numbers shifted quickly?
Well, the polls showed that because there was a lot of politicking on the part of the current administration in Scotland to separate out. It's good for them. They're power base. They get a lot of oil, and they have a lot of financial resources. They want to keep the pound. They don't want to use the euro if they go on their own. But the thing that I'm bringing up here is that it has been so off the radar. Nobody has really talked much about this, and it's an important consideration, I think, for Americans to understand what's going on. Several things today going on that are important for Americans. One of them is the battle for Scotland. The other one is the president's suggestion, or the plan that'll be sort of flushed out later today when he goes to Atlanta to the CDC, Jennifer, to spend $300 million to put American boots on the ground and to build places in the four or five countries that have a problem, facilities, to help the people who have Ebola. Basically, the way they're selling it is as a defense mechanism, keeping these people who are sick from going out in the rest of the world and perhaps infecting lots of people in different countries, including America. You buying it? Think it's a good idea? Who thinks it's a good idea? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Who thinks it's a good idea for the United States to spend $300 million to ward off a potential mess, disaster, if you will, by having Ebola come to this country? I think that's the question, isn't it?
Well, I think that's an awful lot of money, number one.
Well, it's already part
but
of it.
Number
their,
two.
They're not voting new money for a change.
Right.
Money's coming out of the
if
Pentagon
budget.
If that's part
of the budget.
Yeah.
Right. If that's already part of the budget, I think if Ebola did come to the U.S., think about the response that the country would have. We would be ticked off with a capital T. So I think it's they do have to protect us from that coming here. Mm. And I know that, you know, I know what you're going to say as far as you have to have a healthy immune system and it's not going to be a big deal. And we have, and to a degree, I think that's very true. But think about the public reaction if it does come to American soil.
Oh, yeah. People won't be thinking about
people
that.
People go nuts.
Yeah, right. And they will go, it'll be more disturbing politically if the Democrats are in charge or seem to be weak on coming up with some way of defending us against Ebola. Where are the plans? Why are we're so rattled up in other things that are unimportant? Most important thing is for Americans to stay healthy. And so under the circumstances, yeah, build up your immune system. Cold and flu season is coming upon us. I've been on an airplane. Let's see, how many times? Four times in the past 10 days. And I came down yesterday with a horrible cough. Oh, a horrible cough. Been coughing all day. My lungs are sore because I've been coughing so much. I don't know what the hell that is, but I'll deal with it. But that's the sort of thing you need to think of, your own health and well-being. And this is something that may be protective. Food for thought. 18 after, this is Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Dutch Steffen here, inviting you to make some strides with us. The American Cancer Society is making strides against breast cancer with fundraising walks all over the country, but we want you to join Good Day and others to help finish the fight. It's easy to pre-register, and believe me, it feels great to participate. About 300 of these short races are taking place all over the country, so there's probably one right near your home. Sign up today. You'll find a link on our Good Day site or our Facebook page, so go right to MakingStridesWalk.org. Making Strides Against Breast Cancer.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is good, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Sound from U2, one of the tunes from their new album. Apple says 33 million iTunes account holders have accessed this free album, Kenny and Jennifer. They said yesterday the first usage numbers for this surprise release called Songs of Freedom. The folks at Apple gave the album to 500 million iTunes account holders last week during the company's iPhone 6 unveiling news conference. I just find these numbers astounding, frankly. Customers, the numbers include customers who downloaded the album from their iCloud account. They streamed it or they used iTunes radio player to hear it. Apple paid U2 for a 5-week exclusive window during which the album is available only to its customers. So that means next month, about this time, they'll release Songs of Innocence to the general public if there's anybody left who hasn't, had access to it. I find this to be an amazingly clever way of modifying one's image. Apple has launched a one-click support website allowing dissatisfied users to remove Songs of Innocence. So they put it on 500 million accounts, and it's been accessed by 33 million. So we would, I guess I don't want to assume anything from this, but would we say that there are 450 million users who don't want it, and that's why they haven't downloaded it? How do these stats crush here? Go ahead.
Well, I think part of it is that a lot of people don't go onto iTunes every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go on to kind of activate it.
So
if you haven't been on there in the past week, you wouldn't be part of the 30 million.
All right, so who would not want to? Who would be upset about having this offered to them if they don't download it? What's the skin off anybody's nose? Why would there be people who would be complaining about having it available?
Well, some people just like to complain, but there are some who don't like that this showed up in their music without them doing anything that Apple forced this album on them, and now it's in their library and they don't want it.
Oh, I thought you had to download it. They can give it, they can make it available to you, but you had to actually physically download it to put it in your own library. That's not the
case.
No,
it's in your library. You have to download it if you want to put it on an additional device.
Another device. Okay.
If you want to download it into your computer or onto your iPod or something. If anybody still has iPods.
So is this legit? I mean, is the complaint legit, or is it just hoo-ha?
I think it's a lot of noise. I think some people just like to complain.
Hoo-ha! All right, let's get to the monologues from late night programs last night, starting with Conan O'Brien.
Over the weekend in Iowa, Hillary Clinton told the crowd, "I'm back." Yeah. Out of habit, Bill Clinton grabbed his shoes and jumped out the nearest window.
Vice President Joe Biden will travel to Iowa this week, 3 days after Hillary Clinton's high-profile return to the state. Yep, he'll spend 2 days there, one campaigning, another stuck in a corn maze. But, where the heck am I? Actually, Biden will be in Iowa to help a group of nuns called Nuns on the Bus kick off their voter registration tour. Biden says it's his way of giving back, while the nuns say it's God's way of testing their faith. There you go, yeah.
Hillary Clinton dropped hints to voters in Iowa that she's considering a presidential run. Biggest hint, she's talking to voters in Iowa. Any of you consider doing that this weekend? See what I'm saying?
Isn't that interesting how all of them were after the Hillary and Iowa story? That's pretty interesting. 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Katrina Vandenhoevel and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, did President Obama's speech and policy on ISIS strike about the right balance?
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Vandenhoevel and Lowry. By trying to put together an international coalition of their troops and our bombs, did President Obama strike about the right balance on how to deal with the ISIS threat in the Middle East?
It may be a strategy to degrade ISIS, but it is at best a hope to destroy ISIS, because you're not going to be able to do this just from the air, and no one's talking about another 150,000 boots on the ground. But these indigenous forces on the ground that you'll need to rely on are really motley groups, and you're going to need special operators working with them closely on the ground, advising, and all the rest of it. And that's the big piece that's missing here.
We have across this country voices who believe that too often in this country, maybe in a John Wayne style, we've equated doing something with doing something military. But the reality, when there are no military solutions, which is most of the time, the alternative is not nothing, but active non-military engagement, robust diplomacy in a country where too often these days, patience, diplomacy have fallen out of favor among an establishment that is now far more interested in rapid response.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your...
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. It's so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know, but now that I'm not sticking around.
Now 36, whoops, wait a minute, 36, where'd that come from? 33 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Stephan Good Day program, 9/16/14. We have, what, 1 week left of summertime? Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's do a rewind here, Kenny. What the heck happened to summer? The beginning of fall is Sunday? Ah! How do you like them apples, folks? First full day of fall is next Monday. Hooray. No. All right, so how do you feel about your summer? How have things gone for you in general? Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. We're talking about the issues of the day. And one of the issues may be how you feel about summertime having gone kaput already. What has been the most important thing that's happened this summer? Has Ebola been the most important thing? Has Afghanistan been the most important thing?
I think it's the growth of ISIS, don't you think?
ISIS has been the big thing. Yep. Well,
yeah.
They're at it again. Matter of fact, ISIS ruled yesterday that the people in charge decreed that there is to be no more art in the public schools in the region they control, no more music in the classroom, all prohibited. Teaching the word of Allah is all they're concerned about in their schools. So they got that going for them. I can't imagine that's going to... this is the uprising that will come out of this is a seething going on over there. But most people, it's funny, or not funny, but it's interesting, not amusing, the lack of education. I remember when I was in Iraq going into some of the schools and talking to some of the people, depending on your economic status, if you had a lot of money, you could send your children to private schools. Most of them, or many of them, run by Americans. Learn how to speak English, learn sort of American ways, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Art, history, culture, your area, but also the rest of the world. That's something that's out. These people don't want anybody knowing anything about anything. So that'll not clear the skies for any insurgency. But the older people kind of know what's going on, and so there's a connection to that. The younger people don't have any connection to the past. So you wonder how it is. What is it that foments revolution? Think about that. I'm thinking about it as I note that today is the anniversary of the Mayflower setting sail for the new world. On our way to America Day. How about that? Think about it. Your ancestors may or may not have come over on the Mayflower, but it certainly started something. And it continues today with the Scottish. Isn't it interesting how so many people left England during that era, starting at 16 in the fall of 1620. 102 passengers and crew set sail. 41 made
it. On an 8-hour, 3-hour tour?
Yeah. Right. The love boat.
No, Gilligan's Island.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's right, too, yeah.
On a 3-hour tour.
Yeah, So Plymouth Colony was founded a month. It took them a month to get across the North Atlantic. Pretty treacherous. A lot of storms this time of year. The North Atlantic, the Central Atlantic, hurricanes. They apparently didn't know that because they don't have hurricanes really in England. Amounts to anything. And I didn't think they used to have a lot of hurricanes. This summer, we've had more conversation about wild storms in the Pacific leading up to even this Hurricane Odile that has torn up Mexico's Baja Peninsula pretty well. If you're a fan of Cabo San Lucas and that area, you are. You've been there a number of times. Pretty messy. Hurricane damaging homes, businesses, that sort of thing. Windows smashed, trees toppled, power poles down, no power in this area. But I'm trying to remember back. Anybody with me on this, do you remember any serious Pacific storms at this time of year? Or at least talking about
Them? Well, yeah, I know Cabo. This is Cabo's prime hurricane season because I used to go to Cabo a lot in October, I rode out a couple of hurricanes down.
Did you? How was that
Much
ride?
Much smaller, Category 1, you know, so it wasn't like this, but...
Yeah. All right, well, just trying to get a feel as to what's what and who's who, Jen, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Dougie. What makes me sad about watching this before we move on from Cabo is that it really is one of the last and only really decently safe places to go in Mexico.
Yeah.
And it's a bummer that they have to deal with all this damage.
Well, everybody I've ever talked to.
That invites corruption.
About going there said it felt like being in America. Except the weather.
Oh, absolutely.
Really good. Yep. People in the news. Bill Cosby. He's in the news today. He's going to loan his art collection to the Smithsonian. Okay? Do we care about that? Do we say, thanks, Bill? I don't know. I was looking at some of the things that were in his art collection. They're kind of, I don't know, his artist. I like to put it this way. His taste in art and mine, not the same. There's nothing better than a good cow picture, as far as I'm concerned. That's my art. Pictures
of the dogs playing poker,
or Charlotte, or Megan and Brendan, or Meredith. That's art, as far as I'm concerned. But everybody, there's a lot of Native African American painters that are in his collection, so they're going to be loaned to the National Museum.
Do you have a portrait of Charlotte?
A portrait? Yes, I do.
I gave him one.
Yeah. Why did you ask me that, Michael?
I was curious if you ever had her, like, sit that long for a portrait.
No, is it from a picture? No, you gave me a picture of her, but then I had a portrait. Yeah, and then I had a portrait. That wasn't a painting, though. That was the actual picture put on canvas, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Right, okay. Yeah, no, I've had a portrait of her done, but thanks for asking, Michael. But it came from a picture. She wouldn't sit, even now she won't sit still that long. So, all right, let's move to Edward Snowden. People in the news. Former intelligence contractor Edward Snowden could be granted safe passage to Switzerland if he helped in the criminal inquiry into U.S. spying there, according to the prosecutor's office. So, you want to put a spin on that? the United States sticking its nose into the business of foreign countries. We know on the surface of the German upset, the French upset, the British upset, who would have thought, and why the heck are we involved in surveillance activities in Switzerland? Switzerland doesn't like it. It's a neutral country. So Snowden may have some information, and they have been happy to tell him, hey, listen, you want to come live here? You can come here. Give us the information. Come live here. I'd rather live in Switzerland than in Russia, wouldn't you?
Any day of the week.
Yeah. I'd love to. Switzerland's a great country. So he may have that opportunity for safe passage if he rats on America's efforts to have some kind of connection. The NSA connected to whomever.
Swiss want? What do they want with that information?
Well, the Swiss are upset because
they're neutral.
Well, they are. That's why I'm saying. they turn it around. Why do we want to be listening in to what's going on in Switzerland if they are neutral? A lot of the IRS efforts in the last 4 or 5 years since Obama became president were to curtail the amount of money that was invested by Americans in Switzerland. Because supposedly you put money in Swiss bank, it disappears, you don't have to pay any taxes on it. And we all know how eager these people are to get a hold of money so they can spend, right? So I wonder if that's the essence of it. I don't really know, but I know that Snowden has been made an offer to come and...
That he can't refuse.
Yeah, well, maybe...
Yeah. I bet he's been made several offers like that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk about, as long as we're in people in the news department, running back Adrian Peterson, who is accused, as you know, of child abuse. He was back in the game. Was he in the game last night, Michael?
No, he was out, but he's coming back this weekend. I'm sorry about that, Michael.
No, it's okay. I didn't care where the information came from. I just want to know what the story is. But he's being investigated. NBC News says he's being investigated for another abuse case. Did you know that? Another abuse case.
Apparently he's a paddler.
Well, is there a pattern to his paddling?
Well, and then that brings us to the question.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the NFL become the police of this kind of stuff?
Well, because the public expects them to now.
Well, shouldn't it be that if these people are doing wrong by the law, they just get arrested and it's not the NFL's problem?
Well, that's what happened to him. His son was at a doctor's appointment and the doctor saw the bruises.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the charges came from. And now the NFL says they want this legal action to take its course and they'll abide by whatever the legal turnout is.
All right. So there are a lot of people talking about this issue, not necessarily just Mr. Peterson, but we've come back around to yet another discussion of how to discipline your child. Now, here's an excerpt from yesterday's View with the new cast as they've started this week back with the new group. They talk about the difference between disciplining your child and it becoming child abuse.
Adrian Peterson, you know, he was benched from Sunday's game after being arrested and charged with child abuse for spanking his 4-year-old son with a tree branch, like a switch. But Peterson says he was disciplining his kid the same way he was disciplined as a child. I'm sorry, I don't want every Tom, Dick, and Harry to be able to tell me if I decide to take a sweet whip to my grown daughter, she would kick my behind so fast. But, you know, when I was a kid, parents bopped you. They hit you, they took a switch, they kicked her behind, and that was that. But I think all of this, you know, other people in your business is a little much for me.
Well, doctors are legally required to report it.
Yes, they are.
He had marks and whip marks on his scrotum.
Yeah. Supposedly.
Right. So this is the doctor's report. On his scrotum, on his inner thigh, it caused bleeding on his anus.
That's crazy,
you know, listen.
Right?
Yeah.
There's people who hit their kids. My ex-wife was raised in the South. She told me she got hit with a switch.
With a switch all the time.
I used to tell her parents every day, you realize your child abuses. But this is from my point of view, right?
And what they did back in the day. Yeah. They did a lot of things back in the day that we shouldn't be doing.
There's
a way to discipline.
They didn't wear sunscreen.
And the thing is that being hit in the face as a child, you remember that. And it stays with you, and it scars you, and it's wrong. And so how you discipline your kid, I'm not trying to tell you, but I will tell you, you shouldn't abuse your child.
Right.
Just because that's how you were taught when you were younger or was done to you.
Do you think that parents who bop their children are abusers?
No.
It depends what you define bop.
It goes back to what do you define as abuse. Having a whip on your scrotum, that's abuse.
That's abuse.
That's abuse.
Yeah.
So, you know, because sometimes time out doesn't work.
I don't know that I want to be...
Yeah, every man
that.
Everywhere right now is letting their all drama.
Well, that's right, exactly. All right, so is it or isn't it?
I don't know about this view. What do you think?
I don't care about the view. I was interested in listening to it. I don't care about Rosie Perez. The others might. Whoopi sounded like there's something wrong with her voice. Kind of like my voice, the coughing and stuff from yesterday. Maybe she got that same thing. At any rate, the issue itself, back to how it's a very personal thing with people. And I remember, I'm trying to remember what the circumstance was, when I was with, whether it was about abuse. The doctor asked me a question, and somebody else who was with me, about whether I was hit by, or somebody else was hit. Did doctors have to ask that question of not only children, but they ask it of...
I don't think they have to ask the question, but I think if you are
everybody?
A teacher or a doctor and you suspect abuse, you have to report it.
Well,
I don't think they have to ask the question.
Yeah, what do we feel about that? Comments to facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. I want to welcome in a new radio station in Columbia, South Carolina, WQXL. The Point,
hey,
95.9 FM, 1470 AM. The Point.
I love the Carolinas.
The Pointers.
Yes. Spent a lot of time there.
Thank you for joining the fray here. Jennifer, you'll get to know. Kenny, you'll get to know. Other folks who are connected with us, you'll get to know. It's a nice family. There's a very good, strong atmosphere of collegiality here, and you'll probably like it. I hope you do. Wake up, rise, and shine. Have a good day. It's 12 before the hour.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls for cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University, 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3 free. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich, Jennifer, and Kenny and me with you, and Shelley Palmer also joins us because it's Tech Talk time. A focus on lots of things that are happening in the world of technology. I think it's interesting to look at Microsoft's $2.5 billion bet on Minecraft. A bit of a risk there. Gamers are kind of fickle, Kenny, and it could be today. It's a big hit, but what would happen to it tomorrow if it started to fail? Hasn't that happened to a lot of these games, or
Minecraft,
they have new games?
Big.
Big stuff.
Yeah,
Minecraft.
It's huge.
Yeah. So maybe they aren't. Well, they must be. I mean, they're
Minecraft's not going anywhere unless they ruin it.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they're smart enough not to do that after they spent $2.5 billion to buy it. Meanwhile, Shelley is going to talk with you in a moment about whether you ought to get Apple's new iPhone 6 like Richie had. You want to be like Richie when you grow up? Let's see what Shelley has to say about the iPhone 6 in just a moment here on Good Day.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160, and T-Mobile charges $100, and they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month for the whole whole family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
It's 930-14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and line port in. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge, $350 via Visa prepaid card, and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans for 4 lines. Other data options available. Prohibited network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabyte Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promo. Restrictions apply.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, I'd love to tell you how great Apple's new iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are and do some hardcore fanboy gushing, but I can't. The new iPhones are iterative, and that's all they can be. Like a big screen? You're in luck. If you want a slightly better camera, a little more speed, and some new bells and whistles, Apple heard you. If you're looking for the second coming in a phone, you'll have to look elsewhere. The iPhone 6 and 6 Plus are nothing more than big iPhones, but as I often say, if you want an iPhone, nothing else will do. If your contract is up and you're an iPhone person, get one. If your contract is not up, hit retail. You'll love your new phone. But if you're an Android person, there's no reason to switch. If you have a device like a Samsung Galaxy S5 or an HTC One M8 and you're happy, you can completely ignore the iPhone 6. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Dutch Steffen here inviting you to make some strides with us. The American Cancer Society is making strides against breast cancer with fundraising walks all over the country, but we want you to join Good Day and others to help finish the fight. It's easy to pre-register, and believe me, it feels great to participate. About 300 of these short races are taking place all over the country, so there's probably one right near your home. Sign up today. You'll find a link on our Good Day site or our Facebook page, so go right to makingstrideswalk.org. Making strides against breast cancer. Have you factored health care costs into your retirement plan? Brian Osich has the details on the implications of health and health care costs on the quality of your life as you move into retirement.
A new study from Merrill Lynch and AgeWave finds 81% of retirees cite health as the most important ingredient to a happy retirement, while also Americans' greatest financial concern. Despite this, the vast majority of people have not factored health care costs into retirement planning. Merrill Lynch's Director of Financial Gerontology, Cindy Hutchins.
Our research found that 70% of couples over the age of 50 have not discussed how much money they'll need to pay for health care during retirement. Our new study recommends five important conversations that families should have to prepare for retirement health care.
The research explores major forces redefining how people plan for their later years. AgeWave President and CEO Dr. Ken Dykewald.
Three major forces include an empowered baby boomer generation of health care consumers, the potential rise of chronic disease due to longer lifespans, and the impact of longevity on health and wealth. These ingredients are increasingly driving people to seek financial guidance to help them make decisions about health care costs.
To download the complete study, visit ml.com/retirement study.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, a complete study of what's going on in the world. We're like students of the world here. If we don't know what's going on, nobody does. And if you know what's going on, we're going to keep you off the air if you're smarter than we are. 59 after the hour.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.